In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
Acting upon the instructions of the sermon and observing the covenant of Imamah.
After understanding and acknowledging the message of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, in the heart, one must put it in practice in his or her life. Calling people toward the truth by self-practice is the most beautiful and the most effective method of propagating the truth, which protects the message on a practical level and keeps it alive in the community. The covenant taken by the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, from all people who eventually hear the sermon includes the following verbal declarations.
1. We heard and understood the divine message concerning the authority and the rights of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Al-Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and the infallible imams of his offspring. 2. We pledge our fealty to them by our hearts, our souls, our tongues, and our hands. 3. We are satisfied with the message and submit to it. 4. We will never deny it, nor will we break the covenant. 5. We will never doubt it. 6. We will obey it by our actions. 7. We will live and die with this belief. 8. We will never change nor replace its instructions. 9. We will convey it to our children, family, and friends, near or far. 10. We take Allah as witness to this covenant, and His Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, Allah's angels, his forces, and his servants, and anyone who obeyed it.
According to the saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, this covenant is taken by the order of Allah, and anyone who pledges his allegiance to him, Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Al-Imam Ali, and the other infallible imams of his progeny according to the terms of the covenant has indeed pledged his allegiance to Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic. This fact is also confirmed by the Holy Quran. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his progeny, stated that those who precede others in acknowledging their covenant with Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Al-Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and the infallible imams after him and truly believe in their guardianship are those who succeed in attaining the gardens of bliss.